Hello.
Hi, it's Abigail from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Abigail?
Good, thank you. So I spoke with your father on Monday, it was, and he asked me to send over our agency's website, so I sent that over to him, or to your email, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you got that. Anyway,
yeah, I received it.
Yeah. So, were you able to schedule that assessment with Maximus, or you first wanted to send in a doctor's form, right?
So Maximus said the first step since the, since he already had the first assessment, the next step was the doctor's form. And then Alina's or someone, she called me, and I had to give her his medication. So he has the she has the medication. I don't have the doctor's note. And Maximus said I needed the doctor's note, and then everything can, like, start resuming.
The doctor's form, the CCP form, right? That's
yes.
What they need. Okay, fine. So you called that number that I sent you for New York Best Medical?
Yep, and I left them a voicemail, and they still have not called me back. The only person I've spoken to thus far was just Alanis or whatever. The one that asked for the his medical, like his prescriptions.
Yeah, I do see that they spoke with... I got an email today that they got the medication. So, did they?
Yeah, that was from me.
So you did speak with them.
Mhm. Oh, so that's the same people. Because all these different numbers, and it's really hard to, like, talk to them. Like when you call the number, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. Then she calls from a spam likely number. It's like it's weird.
But you have
so
my number saved, right?
I have your number, but whenever I speak to them, it's like, that's why he said what
numbers.
He said to you, because it seems like that's kind of like, you know, weird. If you don't know if it's fraudulent or not, because they're calling from the spam likely, and then when you call them, it's a hit or miss, whether they're answering the phone or it does not
work. They have one line that other people can call, but it could be that they each worker there has their own direct line, so that's probably why they're calling from different numbers.
Yeah, but do you understand what I'm saying?
It's confusing.
Spam likely.
Yeah.
I don't answer those calls.
Right. No, for sure. Okay, fine.
But I did let her know, because I sent her the stuff that he takes. She said, receive, thank you.
Okay.
Now, I did tell her, I said, Abigail gave me a number to get his medical form filled out, but I haven't received a call back from them. She then said, this line is for medication purposes only. If you have any other questions or concerns, please feel free to call this 833 number. And now I did not call that, because that's not the number you gave me.
Right. Did she ask you if you want to schedule a time to fill out the form? Did you hear anything about the form?
No.
Okay, I would say to call back the 718 number that I gave you. Try again to see if you can schedule a time to fill out the form. It's usually not so hard to get through, but I'm going to email them as well and let them know that you want to get this form filled out already.
All right, and this person that I sent the medication information to, do they work with the people that's going to fill out the medical form?
Yeah, because I got an email saying that they got the doctors, that they got the medications and the pharmacy.
That's all they got. It was
the
pharmacy didn't get in touch with her, so I gave her today.
Right, so they need
that medication
to fill out the rest of the form. But, yeah, it's all part of the same thing.
Okay.
Whew.
Yeah,
okay.
This is a lot.
So, yeah, I'm not going to reach out to you, okay?
All right. So I'm going to go back in our messages and look for that 718 number and do it again.
Okay.
All right,
yeah.
Thank you.
That's great. No problem. Thank
Wait,
you.
Abigail, what yes. is the cost? Like, what do you even get paid for this stuff?
For what? Which part? What are you referring
when
to?
When I get to, for my dad, like, what would I get paid?
So,
I know that.
Depending on the hours that the patient is approved for, it does change, but usually the caregiver would get paid about $14 an hour, but it could be a drop more depending on how many hours they were approved for. Plus, our agency also offers bonuses once the caregiver has been working for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So we'll
thank
know
you.
More once we get a determination of the hours.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks. Yep, sure. I'm going to call the 718 number now.
Okay, great.
Thanks, bye.